This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. Sound the gifting panic alarm. We've all been there. You need to find the perfect gift. You have absolutely zero ideas, and you don't know where to start. Relax. Now you can use Gift Mode on Etsy. Gift Mode takes the stress out of gifting, so you can find the perfect item for anyone and any occasion. Just answer a few short questions about who you're shopping for and what they like, and Gift Mode gives you curated gift ideas based on hundreds of personas. Imagine pages of artisan espresso mugs for the coffee connoisseur in your life. Or for the pickleballer, customized paddle covers in every shade imaginable. Etsy's got you covered. Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try Gift Mode on Etsy now.
Airstrikes on Houthi rebels after latest attack.
This was the 27th Houthi attack on international shipping.
Hunter Biden arraigned on tax charges.
Hunter Biden answered a plea of not guilty.
Closing arguments in Trump's civil fraud trial.
Everybody knows what I just said. This is a sham.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Just in, a U.S. official confirms the U.S. and U.K. are beginning to strike on targets in Yemen to retaliate for Houthi attacks. Pentagon spokesman Pat Ryder says it comes after a 27th attack in which rebels fired an anti-ship ballistic missile into the Gulf of Aden shipping lane.
The Houthis fired an anti-ship ballistic missile from Houthi-controlled areas in Yemen into international shipping lanes in the Gulf of Aden. The reports indicate one commercial vessel reported visually observing the missile impact the water.
No injuries or damage reported. Meantime, the U.S. is demanding Iran immediately release a seized oil tanker off the coast of Oman. President Biden's son, Hunter, is arraigned on federal tax fraud charges in California. CBS's Erica Brown.
Hunter Biden answered a plea of not guilty to 9 federal tax charges that included 6 misdemeanors, 3 felony counts related to his alleged failure to file and pay taxes, tax evasion, and his filing of a fraudulent tax return.
A tentative trial date is set for June 20th. At closing arguments in his New York civil business fraud trial, former President Trump was allowed to speak briefly before the judge cut him off, as CBS's Robert Costa reports.
An explosive scene unfolded in the courtroom as Trump spoke up and veered outside the bounds of what the judge said he could say, lashing out and making false accusations against the judge and the New York Attorney General. "This is a fraud on me. What's happened here, sir, is a fraud on me," Trump claimed. "You can't listen for more than 1 minute. This has been a persecution," he directed at Engoron, prompting the judge to cut him off and tell Trump's attorneys to control your client.
Trump later took aim at the New York State Attorney General.
She's got serious Trump derangement syndrome. There's no question about Letitia James, the corrupt Attorney General of New York.
James says,
"At the end of the day, the point is simple. No matter how powerful you are, no matter how rich you are, that no one is above the law. And that the law applies to all of us."
The cost for a night out is going up. U.S. inflation picks up. Overall prices rose 0.3% from November and 3.4% from 12 months earlier. On Wall Street today, stocks closed mixed. The Dow was up 15 points, NASDAQ flat. Now this.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. but you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is still in the hospital for treatment of a complication after prostate surgery. Pentagon spokesman Brigadier General Pat Ryder.
I did speak to his doctors today, and again, they assured me he's in good condition, good spirits, and recovering well.
The Pentagon Inspector General's office says it is going to investigate Austin's failure to quickly report his hospitalization to the rest of the government. South Africa is asking judges at the UN's highest judicial body to issue an emergency court order to stop Israel's military campaign in Gaza. Reporter Lauren Comito at The Hague.
Lawyers argued that by killing more than 23,000 Palestinians, making life in Gaza unbearable, and a state policy of genocidal rhetoric from the prime minister down to soldiers prove Israel's intention to wipe out Gaza's Palestinians. Israel says South Africa is distorting reality. It will get to defend itself in court Friday. Lauren Comito for CBS News, The Hague.
You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup. After six Super Bowl triumphs, Bill Belichick is parting ways with the New England Patriots. It follows a rough season in which the Pats went only 4-13. Mixed reaction from Patriots fans who called in to WEEI radio in Boston.
I think it's a sad day and it had to happen.
I want him to go somewhere and I want him to absolutely succeed.
There are other teams in the playoffs. We're not one of them. So don't tell me there's not coaches there that can't do what he did.
COVID cases and hospitalizations are again on the rise across the country. The CDC blames a new variant of Omicron. Vanderbilt University infectious diseases doctor William Schaffner.
Think of it as a grandchild of the original Omicron strain. And its distinctive characteristic is that it is contagious. So it's spreading very, very widely.
The CDC says new COVID hospitalizations topped 34,000 for the week ending December 30th. That's a 20% increase over the previous week. Time on the roundup, 7 minutes past the hour.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Ancient DNA may have solved a modern medical mystery. Why Northern Europeans have a higher risk of multiple sclerosis than those of other ancestries. CBS's Vicky Barker reports from London.
Horseback riding cattle herders swept into Northern Europe about 5,000 years ago, bringing with them a genetic predisposition to MS. Yet the Yamnaya people, as they're called, flourished. Why?
These genes were actually giving them some kind of benefit, and we think that was protection against infectious diseases.
Researcher William Barry says the genes likely also protected the herders from catching diseases from their animals. The insight may shed new light on multiple sclerosis and how to cure it. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
Members of the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences have started voting on the nominees for this year's Oscars. Nominations will be announced on January 23rd and presented on March 10th. That's the World News Roundup Late Edition for Thursday, January 11th, 2024. I'm Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.
Nancy's love story could have been ripped right out of the pages of one of her own novels.
She was a romance mystery writer who happens to be married to a chef.
But this story didn't end with a happily ever after.
When I stepped into the kitchen, I could see that Chef Brophy was on the ground, and I heard somebody say, call 911.
As writers, we'd written our share of murder mysteries. So when suspicion turned to Dan's wife, Nancy, we weren't that surprised.
The first person they look at would be the spouse.
We understand that's usually the way they do it.
But we began to wonder, had Nancy gotten so wrapped up in her own novels?
There are murders in all of the books.
That she was playing them out in real life? You can listen to Happily Never After, Dan and Nancy, early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, and I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
And how long have you been the producer of this?
We've been doing this for 2 years now.
Okay. And what is it like to attempt to get feedback from me about the podcast? Be honest about how quickly I respond to emails.
You actually respond to emails surprisingly fast.
Really? I think you might be the only person I respond to. Respond too quickly. Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
I expected you to lay into me.
Well, this was over the strike period.
Oh, I had time.
Yeah.
See, that doesn't count. Sure, I responded to everything because responding to you putting reruns up on the podcast was like a form of employment.
Yeah.
And I felt like I had something to get up for every day. So thank you for that. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.